For the Purpose, Critique, Review, Education, Positive Vibes, the Shiny Squirrel Podcast proudly presents...
It's Magic Monkey Mania time, and we are doing... This is going to be a long series, tribute to Peter Tork of the Monkees.
I think we saw him and Mickey Dolenz in concert...
2 years ago, 3 years ago.
But it was at least... I got to see him
live. You got
live
to see him,
and
yes.
And some of the stuff they did when they shot from the screen, one of the most craziest... commercials I love. They did Rice Krispies in the middle of a desert, setting up like they were at like poolside, waiting on, you know, like waiters and stuff. And can I tell you something? That's awesome.
We're doing this first, as I said last podcast, we're gonna do a 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and aughts. But then I was thinking, you know, let's do it an alternative universe. Remember when we first started the Monkees podcast? We reviewed all those tracks from Davey's solo album, Incredible, and all the bonus tracks. Here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna create a double album, alternate universe, double LP, I should say, of Peter Tork tracks.
Love that.
So, first one is Come On In. This was a track that was supposed to be in the lineup of the Birds and Bees and Monkees from LP 1968. Didn't get to release until the 80s Missing Links 2 LP collection came out. So here is Peter's Monkees' Come On In.
Polished up your shoes. Come on in. You know you're welcome here. Oh, come on in. It's been a long, long year. Now I know why I waited around. I wouldn't run around town, let me down, put me down. I knew if I waited, I would win. So baby, come on in. Come on in.
Yeah, did you ever hear the Mighty Quinn, the song Come On Out?
Mickey
Come
did
on
a solo
in.
Version of it. Bob Dylan wrote it.
Yeah, and I'm like, I thought that was it. I was like, oh, wow, this is their thing. You get into it, it's like something different. It's like, oh, only the Monkees could pull the wool over your eyes like that.
So, putting together, you know, it might end up being a triple or a quadruple LP. I don't know. We're just making this. It's
like
our universe.
When you go to the ice cream store and they have a special, two scoops, and then it's like, you know what? you see the Brady Bunch episode of something.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know what, I'm going to have a triple, but you know what? No, I'm going to go for it. My diet, my paycheck, I'm going to shoot the load. I'm going to have a quadruple ice cream sundae with vanilla sprinkles with some kind of chocolate syrup.
Load it up.
Yes, I'm doing it one time. As back in New Jersey, they had a place they called Jan's Ice Cream. The kitchen sink, just get it all loaded.
Did you ever have a Farrell's Ice Cream Parlor?
No.
Okay, back in Portland, I don't think they're around anymore. Farrell's Ice Cream Parlor. They had this one that was the dish of all dishes. They called it the trough.
Oh, wow.
So it was made for like three people, you know, get a spoon. It was probably about a foot and a half long, maybe 6 inches wide, maybe 2 or 3 inches deep, because they put the banana splits in there.
Oh, wow.
Chocolate.
Are you sure two or three, maybe six people?
I don't know. I was, you know, I was 10 years old, but they called it the trough.
Because the kitchen sink was about this big, this high, loaded with ice cream and all syrup and whipped cream and nuts and everything. And it was like for 20 people, 12, 18, you know, kids. And, you know, like after a soccer game or we played baseball, somebody's family said, okay, you know, we won. I'm going to buy. You're like, oh my gosh, this is the greatest thing.
Sugar bomb in waiting.
Yeah. It's like, oh, wow. Nowadays you'd be like, no,
I can't do this anymore.
And Burger King hit the freeze machine. You're like, oh no.
So, anyway, next track we're going to do four tracks in a row of the same song, kind of a progression, showing an evolution and beginning of Can You Dig It, which was on the Monkees Head album, the soundtrack.
And Cyrus also said that in the movie, The Warriors, Can You Dig It?
Yes.
So it's like, cool, another meaning.
You know, I kind of end up kind of saying this to people once in a while, say, yeah, I can dig it. You know, it's like, I love that my brain is just automatically doing that without thinking. Autopilot. Just does it.
Just does it.
So, Can You Dig It actually dates back to the headquarters sessions, almost a year and a half before Head was even a thought. Here is Can You Dig It demo, and beware, it's an instrumental, okay?
Turn off. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. Thank you. sing of Can You Dig It is to make your soul to fly. Can you dig it? Do you know? Would you care to let it show?
First two versions. The first one is the demo from the headquarters sessions, which is really cool because at the end of that, you hear that little kind of backwards bass I'm having a lot of words trouble tonight.
It's that brain freeze from that machine.
That brain freeze I had earlier,
yeah. It does it to you.
Back, where they take the audio tape, flip it over backwards, and play it backwards. That's
that. I know what it is, but I don't know how to say it. So anyway, you hear that in some of the movies, like where they play, like the screen goes, you know what I'm saying? We go back just to make that graphic effect when they usually show the.
Yes. They did a lot of that. There's a version of Words, the Tommy Boyce and Bobby Hart song, where they did that in the solo. They flipped the tape over.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so that was the demo. And then you hear the Can You Dig It version. This is the version from Monkey's Music Box. It's the acetate Peter vocal alternate version. So we're slowly getting more and more polished here on Can You Dig It.
It's like that shit you find out in the desert.
Those crystal rocks.
Yeah,
yes.
It's like you find one, then you polish it, then you find more. Same thing with the monkeys. Just keep finding more and more.
More and more. So here, our third one is, it's going to get a little bit more polished version. This is from the 1994 Deluxe Head soundtrack. It is Can You Dig It? Of course. What else?
Can you dig it? Do you
something doesn't change. There is only one, always changing inside. But does it become? Those who scorn and die, the thing that you can do yet is to make your soul to fly. Heaven, can you dig it? Do you know? Would you care to let it show? Change with every single breath. Can you dig it? How do you know? Would you care to let it show?
That was one more that we rehearsed. It's three. Lovely.
Oh, that is lovely, as they just said there. So, started with the more polished version of Can You Dig It from the 1994 Deluxe Head soundtrack. And then I wanted to close it out because I love the saxophone solo on there. You don't find that anywhere else. It's kind of weird, like a sitar mix going on, and then you got the saxophone. Live rehearsal from 1987.
Pretty cool.
So our next one. So these are the kind of songs that I would picture in my alternate universe, along with the red suit from The Greatest American Hero.
William Catt.
Come on in. Then I'd do all four versions of Can You Dig It. And then I would go to this short one, the acapella that Monkey fans know that dates back all the way to 1968. It's the short little song called Alvin. Now, Peter
says... Is this after the Chipmunks?
Might be, but he's Alvin, I'm going to let him tell you, okay, because it's not a Chipmunks. Peter's brother Nick wrote this, but then later on in later years, Peter says that his brother Nick and Christopher wrote this together. So here it is. Here's Alvin from 1968.
Did you ever step in a water pipe, pipe, fall to the bottom of the water system? And there did you meet a little alligator who answered to the name of Alvin? If you did, he's mine. I lost him. I threw my Alvin down the water pipe, pipe, down to the bottom of the water system, because he was getting too big for his britches. But now I'm getting lonely since he's gone. I miss him. Did you ever step in a sewer pipe, pipe, fall to the bottom of the sewer system? And there did you meet a little alligator who answered to the name of Alvin? If you did, he's mine. I lost him. I threw my Alvin down the sewer pipe, pipe, down to the bottom of the sewer system, because he was getting too big for his britches. But now I'm getting lonely since he's mine. I miss him.
First one from 1968 with that 2013 Chicago Live Stage version.
Wow.
I mean, it's...
Perfect way to end the podcast.
Perfect way into the podcast. So join us next week as we continue to build this LP.
That was pretty cool, man. That-